The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Lamed Bet. Today's daf is being studied the Alil Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Lamed Bet, and we are three lines down from the top of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Braita. Uba Aharon El Oel Moed. We have a Pasuk in the Torah. Torah says that Aharon will enter Ohel Moed. This is actually referring to on Kippur. And the Gemara now is going to analyze what is this Pasuk referring to. Because in the Torah, it doesn't tell us what he did. It's obviously a service in Ohel Moed in the Kodesh Kodashim. But the Gemara wants to know what happened over here. So the Gemara says, Lema Huba. Which means, what is this Pasuk coming for? What's the function? What's the service? Enoba. This is actually the last service of the Kippur, which means of the Kippur that's done in the Kodesh Kodashim, where the Kohen goes back in and takes out the shovel that had the coals on it with the Ketoret. Uh-huh. Earlier in the day, after the Korban Tamid, he goes in and he brings the Mahta, the shovel with the coals on it, and brings the Ketoret in between the Badim of the Aron in the Kodesh Kodashim. Then he does some other services, and then he comes back in and he takes the Mahta out. So this Pasuk over here that says, Uba Aron in Oil Moed, is specifically referring to the Chotza'ah of the Mahta outside of the Kodesh Kodashim. Now the Gemara says, just get the right kirsa, Vechol ha-parasha kula ne'emra ala seder. You should know, the parasha of Kippur that's written in the Torah, it's all written in chronological order, exactly, step by step, what the Kohen does during the course of the day. Chutz b'pasuk zeh. Except for this pasuk is actually written out of order. Because if you look at the Torah writes right before this, and the Kohen Gadol brings the Ketoret inside the Kodesh Kodashim, and then he comes in and takes it out. So it's mashma, there's nothing separating, service-wise, between the bringing it in and the taking it out. The Gemara said, but that's not so. While everything else was written in order, this parasha over here of taking out the mahta, it's not written in order. Which means there was other things done before he takes that. I mean, there was avodat chutz, stuff that was done outside, and then he went back in after to take it out. So let's read Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Uba Aharon el Ohel Moed. Ne'emar achar shegamar haktara umatan damim par v'sa'ir. Which means the pasuk is written after he brings the ketoret in the morning, and he brought the damim of the par that he brings on Yom Kippur in the sa'ir. So the Gemara says, Lama huba ela hechal? What is he going into the hechal for? Hare gamar avodatav. And the pasuk really doesn't tell us what he's doing there. He takes out the shovel that he left ben abadim, kedichtiv, venatar et haketoret ala esh, etc. Shekol haperasha ne'emru hamikraot al seder ha'avodot hametchalfot kesedran beparasha kach seder avodatam. Which means, the way they appear in the perasha, that's the way they chronologically happen in the Beit HaMikdash. Torah is giving you step by step. Chutz b'mikraze. Except for this pasuk, it's out of order. Shekatav hotzaat kaf umahta im avodot apinimiyot. Which means here, when the Torah is talking about all the stuff that he does in the Kodesh Kodashim, it includes this one also. But it wasn't like that in the Beit HaMikdash, which is he did avodat pinimit, then he went outside again, did some other stuff, and then came back in to do more avodat pinimit. But here the Torah just links it all together. Ve'lo efsik avodat elo ve'el ha'am bentayim, which means in between the Ketoreh, the Kohen Gadol did bring a private aisle for himself and an aisle for the Am. Now that was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. V'ayalu lichtob b'te'ila, it should have said in the pasuk, v'yatza v'asa et olato. It should have said he brought his korban, olan, olata'am. V'aharkach uba aron nosi kaf u'machta. V'aharkach, and then, u'pashat et begdeh habad. Then after he takes out the machta, of course he takes off the white garments, because always when he's in the Kodesh Kodashim, he's wearing begdeh bad. V'niham sham, and he would leave the garments there. V'rachas et besaro b'mayim. V'labash et begadav. Shemona shel kol hashana. Then he would just put on the shemona begadim ve'asa musafim v'tamid shel ben arba'im, and then he does the afternoon service, which was the musaf and the tamid shel arba'im. That was the real order, which means the real order of the day was he would bring his korban tamid. That's tamid shel shahar, which we know is done in the morning. If that's done b'gdei zahav, that's done on the outer mizbeach. And then he would put on the Bigdei Lavan. He would go into the Kodesh Kodashim, do the Ketoret, put it Ben Abadim. Then he would come out, put on the Bigdei Zahav. He would bring Elo, the El Ha'am, the Korban Ha'ayil for him in the Am, again that's done also in Bigdei Zahav. Then he would put on Bigdei Lavan, go back in, take out the Mahta, take off the Bigdei Lavan, leave them there because he's not putting them back on again. Put on the Bigdei Zahav, and then he would go do the Musaf of Kippur and the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. But the Pasuk doesn't say it that way. So comes the Gemara and says, Mai Ta'ma. So the Gemara is asking, how do you know that this is out of order? How do you know that indeed you have to say that he brought El Ha'am and Elo before he took out the Mahta? Maybe it's written in order like the Torah says it. Maybe all the Avodat Pinimit was done in one shot. How do you know that you're forced to say that it's written out of order, that there was an outer service that was done before this? My Ta'ama. And the Shish Lashon is, My Ta'ama Sarik Lafsik Be'elo Ve'el Ha'am Ben Avodat Tayom Nochat Kafu Mahta. So it was Abar of Hizda Gemini, because we have a tradition. Hamesh Tevilot Va'asara Kedushin Tovel Kohen Gadol Umekadesh Bo Bayom. We know he's got to go to the mikveh 5 times, and he's got to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim 10 times. And we know that that's done between each service. V'ik Sidran, and if you're going to say it's all going in order, lo mashkachatu ela shalosh tevilot v'shisha kedushin. Because he only have 3 tevilot and 6 kedushin. How? He wakes up in the morning, he puts on Bigdei Zahav. He does the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. Beautiful. That's 1 tevilah and 2 kedushin and raglaim. He changes from the Bigdei Zahav, does all the Avodah Pinimit. Meaning, he puts the Mahta in, he takes the Mahta out. And then he puts on the Bigdei Zahav and does the rest of the Avodah Tchutz. So therefore, you're only doing 3 tevilot with 6 kiddush adayim v'raglaims. But now that you say that he does the korban tamid, that's what bigdei zahav. He puts on bigdei lavan, goes inside and does the ketoret, but leaves the mahta over there. Comes back out, puts back on bigdei zahav for the elo ve'el ha'am. That's 3. Puts back the bigdei lavan to go in to take the mahta out, that's 4. Puts back the Bigdei Zahav to bring the Musaf and the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, that's 5. And therefore you have 5 Tevilot and 10 Kiddushin. So the Gemara says that that's the reason why we were forced to say that this Pasuk is indeed written out of order. Let's read Rashi inside. Amar of Hizda, Gemiri Halakha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's actually Halakha L'Moshe M'Sinai. Hamesh Tevilot Bo Bayom. I go 5 Tevilot. The Ike Sidran Shel Avodat Ketiv Mikraze. If this was written in order, Lo Mashkachat Ba'en Ela Shalosh Tevilot. Now she's going to speak it out. Achat Netamid Shel Shachar.
That's Big Dezahav.
Ve'achad beno uben avodat hayom kula im hotzaat kaf u'machta.
That would be all the Big Dezahav Lavan. All the avodat penim that's done in the Kodesh Kodeshim, including taking out the machta,
ve'achad ben hotzaat kaf ha-machta le'elo ve'el ha'am, ve'imeim ha-musafim ve'tamid sh'ben ha-arbaim.
And then the last big dezahav would be for the other stuff. Elo, el ha'am, musaf, tamid sh'ben ha-arbaim,
le'fichak sarich lafsik elo ve'el ha'am ben avodat hayom le'hotzaat kaf ha-machta.
You have to separate the elo le'el ha'am between the avodat kippur and the taking out of the machta,
v'otzatan tafsik ben elo ve'el ha'am v'tamid shel ben ha'arbaim,
right? Which means you'll do the tamid shel ben ha'arbaim, you'll bring the machta of the ketort inside elo ve'el ha'am, and then take the machta out.
Harei hamesh,
he speaks them out.
Tamid shel shachar bebegdei zahav, avodat hayom bebegdei lavan.
Now, avodat hayom is all the stuff that's done inside.
Elo ve'el ha'am bebegdei zahav, al ha'mizbeach ha'itzon, hotzaat kaf u'machta bebegdei lavan, u'musafim v'tamid shebein ha'arbaim bebegdei zahav.
So therefore, Rashi speaks that clearly, how the five tevilot are done. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tanya, we have a braita.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda, minayin lachamesh tevilot ve'asara kedushin shetobel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo bayom.
Rabbi Yehuda asks, what's the source that the kohen has to go five tevilot and asara kedush yadayim ve'raglayim? Now, Tosafot right away asks the obvious question. We just said a second ago, Yemidi. We have a tradition, Allah Kalam Hashem Sinai. So the Taptos 4 says, Vetemali, Ilcheta, Kera, Lamali. Which means, what do you need a pasuk over here? It says, Vyesh Tomar, Ilav, Kera, Hav Amina Hamesh, Tivirot, Yitbol, Afidu Beze, Aharze, Kulam, Biyahad.
Which is, I would have thought, yeah, it has to go dip five times. Maybe it's back to back, just go dip five times.
The question of the Gemara is, how do you know that the five Tivirot are done between the Avodot? That's already what we have to know. We know the magic number is five, but the Halakhah Mishnah said that tells when to do them. So the Biyudah's question is, how do you know where to space out the Hamesh Tevilot, that they're done at different intervals? For example, between the Avodot when he's changing the Begadim. That's the answer of the Tosafot.
Comes the Gemara and says, Tamud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Uba Aharon el Ohel Moed,
right? Now Aharon will come into the Ohel Moed. This is actually talking about the Kodesh Kodashim, this pasuk.
Ufashat et Bigdei Habad,
right? He takes off his Bigdei Habad. He takes off his Bigdei Lavan.
Verahas besaro b'mayim b'makom kadosh.
He washes his body in a mortar, which is the mikveh. B'makom kadosh, as we learned, bet parva, which was the mikveh that was on the roof over there, that was in the kodesh.
Ve'lavash et begadav,
and then he comes and puts on his begadim
v'yasa,
and he goes out v'asa, and he goes and brings out. He does the korbanot that are done b'chutz. So you see what that the Torah, the pasuk is clearly telling you that the tevila is done between the changing of the garments. Look at Rashi.
Ve'lavash et begadav.
What begadav are we talking about?
Shemona begadim yuhadim lo kol yemot hashana.
Which is, that's what it's called, begadav, his garments. Because he normally wears the Kohen Gadol, the eight garments. So after he finishes his avodah b'fnim, he goes to the mikveh, like it says, ve'rahas et besarob ha'mayim, and then it says what? Ve'lavash et begadav. He goes back to the eight, and he goes, does the avodah chutz. So that's the source. Halamata. So the Biyudah says, what do you learn from there?
Shekol ha-mishaneh ma'avodah la'avodah ta'un tebilah.
For me, you see, when you're changing from service to service, meaning from avodat pinim to avodat chutz, which another way of saying it was, it means also changing garments. Because whenever you change avodot from pinim to chutz, you also have to change garments from Bigdei Lavan. The Bigdei Zahav. So Rashi says, ma'avodah la'avodah, ma'avodat pinim לעבודת חוץ, והוא הדין מחוץ לפנים. והוא הדין, the Gemara says, it's the opposite way as well. ולכמן מסיים מלטה וקטני חמש עבודות הווה, הרי חמש תבידות. And the Gemara later on is going to show you that there was a clothes change five times during the day, which would necessitate five תבידות, and each one would have two קידוש ידיים ורגליים. So again, Rabbi Yehuda's source for tevila between avodah la avodah is a pasuk. The pasuk is again the yatsa the uba aharon elol moed ufashat et begdei abad v'ragas besulam b'mayim b'makom kadosh v'lavash et begadav v'yatsa. Amar Rabbi. Now Rabbi is another tana. You have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. Okay, Rabbi says, "Minay in the chamesh tevidot be'atzara kedushin shetobed b'hen kohen gadol, u'mekadesh bo b'yom." How do you know the five tevidot according to Rabbi? Shneimar, he has a different pasuk. Ketonet bad kodesh shilbash, u'mechnese bad yehu al besaro, u'abnet bad yachgor, u'mesnefet bad yesnof, bigde kodesh hem. Verahas b'mayim et besaro ulbesham. So he has a clearly pasuk. Correct. He has a pasuk that says when he wears the bigdeh lavan, like he's wearing the abnet and the misnefet and the mechnasayim and the ketonet. So the pasuk says when he wears them, it says verahas besaro b'mhalamata shekol ha'mishane me'avoda la'avoda. When he changes his begadim ta'un tevila rashi. Look at Rashi. Ketonet bad kodesh shilbash v'rachas b'mayim. Hare, kishehu mishane ma'avodat tamid. Now this is again, when he's changing from his bigdeh zahav that he wore when he brought the korban tamid, he's now changing to the bigdeh lavan.
It's going inside.
Ketonet bad kodesh shilbad, u'michnese bad. That's all the white garments. Tlatchil ma'avodat tayom. שהיא פנימית כנכתיב בטרף ולקח את שני הסעירים וכל העניינה ואומר back to the Gemara ואומר בגדי קודש הם. The pasuk calls the garments that he's wearing בגדי קודש הם. These are holy garments. What does we learn from these words בגדי קודש הם? הוגשו כל הבגדים כולם זה לזה, which means all the garments are compared to each other. Rashi, ve'omer b'gdei kodeshem, b'toch ha'beklal zeh atzmo nedrosh. Yesh neka shalosh tevot talav shen yeterot. V'lekama mefaresh mai derasha. The Gemara is going to explain what are these words teaching you. B'gdei kodeshem.
Extra.
Well, you know the kodesh already. It says he wears b'gdei kodesh. We don't have to say b'gdei kodeshem. So the Gemara is going to make a derasha from the words b'gdei kodeshem to teach us the chidush. We'll wait for the Gemara, like Rashi says, to tell us what the chidush is. So now again, according to Rabbi, what's the source of mikveh between the begadim? You got a pasuk. Actually, this pasuk is referring to when he takes off the bigdeh zahav and puts on the bigdeh lavan. It should be pointed out that Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk was the opposite. Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk, he was wearing the bigdeh lavan and he was putting on the bigdeh zahav. But each rabbi is going to learn, it doesn't matter. Either way, when you're going from Lavan to Zahav or Zahav to Lavan, you still need a mikveh of a tibidah. Good? Mm-hmm. Now, comes the Gemara and says, the Hamesh Avodot Hen. Now the Gemara speaks out with the five Avodot were. Tamid Shel Shachar V'Bigdeh Zahav. Right? The morning Korban was done with the gold. Bigdeh Zahav. Avodat Tayom V'Bigdeh Lavan. Avodat Yom includes going into the Kodesh Kodashim to put in the Ketoret. And also we bring a par and a sa'ir. That was all considered Avodat Yom. Correct. Elo ve'el ha'am v'bigdei zahav. Okay, his ram and the ram of the am was brought v'bigdei zahav. Kaf u'machta v'bigdei lavan. Then you'd have the kaf u'machta taking it out. It's done again v'bigdei lavan. Tamid shel ben arbaim v'bigdei zahav. And with the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, you also have, like we discussed, the Korban Musaf. So those are the five Avodot that have the five Tevilot. Comes the Gemara and says, now again, these five Tevilot that she speaks at, Ben Rabbi, Ben Rabbi Yehuda. There's no argument with the five services on Kippur War. Comes the Gemara and says, Uminayin shekol tevila utvila siricha shne kedushin. I get the next point. How do you know that each tefillah has two kiddush adayim v'raglayim? So the Gemara says, Talmud lomar, because we got a pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Upashat v'rachaz v'rachaz v'lavash. Right? Like we said, it says upashat, and then it says v'rachaz, and then it says v'lavash. So we learned that the fact that it says v'rachaz in between the peshita and the levisha, so I said, it says it twice. And then it was teaching us what? That you have to do the itzah twice, meaning they're learning this mitzvah kedusha daim v'raglaim Rashi. Now, hach milta Rabbi kamar la. You have to say that this is following Rabbi, because Rabbi Yehuda used this pasuk to learn the chiyuv of tevilah. Let's go back. Rabbi Yehuda brought his source for tevilah. What was his source? This exact pasuk. This pasuk. Upashad begadah v'rachaz v'lavash. So therefore, this source for kiddush adayim v'raglayim cannot be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It has to be going according to the second opinion, Rabbi, that has this pasuk available.
Not the Rabbi from Amud Beit over here.
Rabbi right here, Rabbi we just quoted. Didn't we quote the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi? So we're saying this must be going like Rabbi, because Rabbi Yehuda used this pasuk for tepilah. Rabbi Yehuda and the Braita over here. Minayin l'chamesh tevilot v'aseh kedushin shetomer kohen gadol mekadesh u'ba'aron u'pashat et begdei abad v'rachaz v'saro v'lavash. This pasuk was used for tevilah according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore the kiddush adayim v'raglayim, it must be going according to Rabbi. That's what Rashi speaks out. Again, hach metai Rabbi kamala degamar tevilot v'rachaz b'mayim. Because he learns the tevilot from a different pasuk. From v'rachaz b'mayim. Dechti b'begdei lavan. Mm-hmm. Right, that was written by the Big Dilemma. The Aitar Le Haikira the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? This pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda was Doresh is still available for Rabbi. Vidarish Le Kiddushin. He learns it for the Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim. Upashat V'rachas V'rachas V'lavash, like we said. Hitir L'katuv V'rachas Ben Upashat V'lavash Titen L'chitza L'fshita V'chitza L'levisha. The fact that it puts V'rachas in between the Peshita and the Levisha, it teaches you need one for both. One for the Afshata, one for the Levisha. Good? Now, Rabbi Eliezer B'Rabbi Shimon Omer Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Eliezer B'Rabbi Shimon says on it, you know how I know Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim? I don't have a pasuk. I'll tell you, I know it from a Kal Vachomer. What's this Kal Vachomer? Uma b'makom she'en ta'un tevila. And what? In a place where you don't need a tevila de'oraita. For example, we learned a few dapim ago that every kohen that would go into the Beit HaMikdash on a daily basis, according to some opinions, the opinion actually of Rabbi Yehuda and the Mishnah, that tevila was not de'oraita. The tevilah of entering the Beit HaMikdash on a daily basis was the Rabbanan. It was only to remind him that he might have Tumah Yeshara on him, and therefore, in order to, you know, keep him cognizant of his situation. So therefore, if in that case, where you need a tevilah with the Rabbanan, right? Ta'un kiddush, but still everybody holds. The tevilah might be the Rabbanan, but to enter the Beit HaMikdash on a daily basis, everybody holds the oraita, you need kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So if on a rabbinic tevilah, you need a kiddush adayim v'raglayim, makom sheta'un tevilah, a place where you need a tevilah de oraita, like we're learning from the Pesukim over there, you need tevilah ben avodah la'avodah, en odin sheta'un kiddush, or the more so you should need a kiddush. So that's the proof according to the Bidah, Rabbi Shimon of Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim. I say the Kal Vachomer over again. If in a regular day when you go into the Beit HaMikdash, where the Tevilah is only Midrabbanan, and still you need a Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim, De'oraita, Kal Vachomer on Kippur, where the Tevilot are De'oraita, certainly you should need a Kiddush Adayim V'raglayim. Let's read Rashi. Three lines from the bottom. Uma makom she'en ta'un Tevilah. Kol Yemot HaShana. All year long, haba la'avod en ta'un tevilah min haTorah ela medivrei sofrim nizkor tumat yeshana. Now, in order to remember that he might have had old tumah on him, ta'un kiddush. How do you know that every kohen that goes in you need kiddush alayim v'raglayim? Dechtiv ubeboam eloel moed ubkorbatam el hamizbeach yirhasu. That's fact. Makom sheta'un tevilah b'yom kippurim lechol alifat begadim. A makom in the Torah you need a tevilah between the switching of the garments called Bahomid. You should need a kiddush adayim v'raglayim. So the Gemara says, Ima la'alan kiddush ehad, afkan kiddush ehad. Good. Maybe it's one kiddush, which means maybe you just need one kiddush adai v'raglaim in the beginning. Who says you need one for each? You know, for each changing, which is the before and after you need. Maybe you just need one. Wait, every time you go to the mikveh. So I'll tell you, do one kiddush adai v'raglaim. How'd you get 10? Which means you got 2 for each one. Maybe you only need 1 for each one, because if you're learning from the Tevilat Rabbanan, so Tevilat Rabbanan, you do one Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So say, for every Tevilat you do on Kippur, do one Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So the Gemara says, Gemara Talmud Lomar, Uba Aharon El Oil Mo'ed Ufashat Et Begde Habad Asher Lavash. Now, the Pasuk says like this, and Aharon comes out of the Oil Mo'ed, and he takes off the Begdei Habad Asher Lavash. Now those words Asher Lavash are obviously superfluous. The Gemara says, Matamud Asher Lavash. What does it mean? Matamud, what is it teaching me Asher Lavash? Klum Adam Poshet Ela Mash Lavash. Which means, doesn't a person take off something he's wearing? I mean, if it says Upashat, does that have to tell me Asher Lavash? Obviously he was wearing them. Ela Lakish Peshita Lil Bisha. Ela is coming to make a hekesh between the taking off and the putting on. Malivisha Ta'un Kiddush. Just like we learned that every time you put on the garments, you need a Kiddush. A Peshita Ta'un Kiddush. So therefore, so to when you take off the extra words of Asher Lavash, we're learning that you need a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim also for the Peshita. So therefore, again, the Gemara's question was, how do you know Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? So the Gemara brought two opinions. The first opinion was, actually the Pasuk that the Yehuda brought for Tevilah, the Braita brought for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Upashat, V'Rachas, V'Lavash. That the Chisa is talking about Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and that's how you know you need it. Good. Now, according to him, one for the Peshita, one for the Levisha. Came to be the Ezev Revi Shimon, he said, no, you don't need Pesukim. I got a Kadachomer. If in every day when you go into the Beit HaMikdash, the Tevilat is the Rabbanan, you need the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, which is mandatory. Kadachomer, on the mandatory Tevilot you should need. But you don't need one. Nah, you need two. The fact that it says in the Pasuk, Asher Lavash, so from there we learn, of course, so you're taking off garments that you wore. You don't take off garments that you didn't wear. So I'll say like this, that just like already I told you that for the Levisha you need Tevilot, now I'll tell you for the Avshata you also need Tevilot, which is, I'm sorry, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and therefore you have 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, 2 for each chain. Look at Rashi, Ma Levisha Ta'un Kiddush. Right. We just learned Kiddush Yadayim Ramilot Kavachomer from Tevila. So that's how you know for Levishaini Kiddush Yadayim Ramilot. It's the Kavachomer from Tevila. Kedaminan. Ubepashat Verachatz Lo Darish Rabbi Eliezer Ben Shimon Shetaon Kiddushin. Which is, he doesn't learn from this Pasuk Rabbi Eliezer Ben Shimon Upashat Verachatz Velabash. He doesn't learn that Pasuk. Demevele Litbila. He learned that pasuk for Tevilah, like Rabbi Yehuda. So just get the Yishitore. Rabbi Eliezer ben Shimon could not learn Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim from the pasuk of Upashat V'Rachatz V'Lavash, because he uses that pasuk like Rabbi Yehuda for Tevilah itself. So therefore he needed a Kal V'Chomer and the extra words of Asher Lavash to teach me the additional Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim for each one. So comes the Gemara now and analyzes. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We're going back now to the blighta that we quoted above. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, we learned from Rabbi Yehuda, Minayin lechamesh tevilot v'asara kedushin shetobel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo bayom. How do you know the 5 mandatory tevilot and the 10 mandatory kedush adayim v'raglayim? Shtamud lomar. What was his pasuk? Uba aharon in oil mo'ed. That's, he came out of the oil mo'ed. V'rachas et besaro b'mayim, he goes to the mikveh, v'makom kadosh, ha'al amata shekol ha'meshaneh ma'avodah la'avodah ta'un tevilah. We learned that when you're switching from service that's inside to service that's outside, you need a tevilah. So the Gemara says, hold it. Ashkehad b'gdeh laban b'gdeh zahav. If you want to be technical, you only find the tevilah between avodah going from b'gdeh laban to b'gdeh zahav. How do you go the other way? How do you know that if you're going from Bigdei Zahav to Bigdei Lavan that you need a Tevilah? So the Gemara says, Tana de Bidabi Shmael, Kamahomer. It's a very minute, it's a Kamahomer. Ma Bigdei Zahav. She'en Kohen Nichnas Ben Nifnai Velifnim Tahon Tevilah. Bigdei Lavan, She Nichnas Ben Nifnai Velifnim Erodin She Tahon Tevilah. If on the Bigdei Zahav, which is worn outside of that Hoot, you need a Tevilah when you put them on, before you put them on, when you put them on. Kavahomer, when you're going to Bigdei Lavan into the Kodesh Kodashim, which is much holier, certainly you would need a Tevilah. It's a Kavahomer. Gemara says, no, it's not a good Kavahomer. Ika the Mifrach, you could break this Kavahomer. Ma le Bigdei Zahav sheken kaparatan meruba. Bigdei Zahav, when the Kohen wears them, it atones for much more things. All the korbanot that are brought outside on the Mizbeah, for all the avonot, the Bigdei Zahav has tremendous kapara. Masha'enken, the Bigdei Lavan that he wears in the Kodesh Kodeshim, it only atones for the sins of Tum'at Mikdash, of the Tum'ah and the Mikdash, which means, and the Tum'ah of the korbanot. Which means the avodah, the korbanot that were brought inside the Kodesh Kodashim, have limited kapara. So therefore, I can argue and say, no, davka Bigdei Zahav that have a major kapara ability, right? Which is when he wears them. Teini tevilah. Masha'ekim Bigdei Lavan, it's only mechaper on a few avonot. It's only mechaper on tu'at mikdash, tu'at kadashim. Maybe you don't need a tevilah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, kaparatam merubah letap Rashi, she meshamesh ben kol yemot hashana. All year long he wears Bigdei Zahav. Now all the kapara for all year long is done in Bigdei Zahav. But avodat pinim diyom kepurim ena mechaperet al tumat mikdash vekadashav. The Gemara Shavuot says it's only mechaper on the sins if the Kohen entered the Bet HaMikdash by mistake when he was tameh. It's mechaper for limited items. So I could argue and say that tumah the kedushav the begadim of zahav needs a tevilah. So the Gemara says na nafkale mederebi. Ela what? We are learning it from Rabbi. What's Rabbi? Rashi. Exactly. Nafka le mid Rabbi ketone bad kodesh ilbash verachatz b'mayim ulbesham. Which means we got the pasuk of Rabbi. What was Rabbi's pasuk? Rabbi brought the pasuk the reverse way. He had his pasuk where you were wearing the Bigdei Zahav and you were taking it off to put on the Bigdei Lavan. So we're saying Rabbi Yehuda will have to learn that pasuk as well. He has his pasuk of Upashat, Verahat, Velavash that was talking about putting on the Bigdei Zahav, and he also has to use Rabbi's pasuk that was talking about taking off the Bigdei Zahav, putting on the Bigdei Lavan. So he uses both Pesukim, because you can't deduce one from the other. So therefore you have two Pesukim according to the Biyuda, one to teach you Bigdei Zahav needs Tevilah, and one Pesuk that Bigdei Lavan also needs Tevilah. So the Biyuda's learning, right, we're going to do the B now. Amar the B. The B says, "Minayin lachamesh tevilot v'asara kedushin shetobel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo bayom." Now the B says, "What's his source of the five tevilot that the kohen does?" Tamud lomar ketonet bad kodesh ilbash. Right, so it says ketonet bad kodesh ilbash when he takes off the bigdei zahav and he puts the bigdei called the bigdei lavan. He needs a tevilah. Halamata shekol ameshane me'avodah la'avodah shetahon tevilah. Ashkechan mebigdei zahav lebigdei lavan. For the B, you find that you're going from bigdei zahav to bigdei lavan. The bigdei lavan, the bigdei zahav minayin. How do you know the other way? How do you know if you're going from Lavan to Zahav that you also have to do a Tevilah? So says Tana de Berib Ishmael, Kaba Omer, Ma Bigdei Lavan She'en Kaparatan Meruba, Te'unin Tevilah, Bigdei Zahav She'Kaparatan Meruba, En Odin She'Te'unin Tevilah. What do you mean, Kaba Omer? If a Bigdei Lavan that have limited Kaparah, needs a tefila. And the Bigdei Zahav that have major kapara all year long, certainly it should need a tefila. Gemara says, Ika lemefrach. I can break that, Kal Vachomer. Ma, the Bigdei Lavan, Jechen Nichnas Ben Nifnai V'Nifnin. The Bigdei Lavan, you go inside. And therefore, since you go inside, maybe that's why you need a tefila. But who says Bigdei Zahav, you need a tefila? So the Gemara says, Hainu Diktani. Now you understand what it said in the Braita above, the Omer, Bigdei Kodesh Hem. Which means the pasuk said over there, Bigdei Kodeshim.
Right.
What we learn from Bigdei Kodesh? That we makish all Bigdei, everything, they're all Bigdei Kodesh, which means Ben the Zahav, Ben the Lavan, it's all Bigdei Kodesh. Those extra words where we said at the end of the Braita, Lakish, called Bigdei Kodesh, Elu the Elu, now you understand what it's telling you. That not only Bigdei Lavan necessitated Tevila, Bigdei Kodesh, and they're all Kodesh. Even Bigdei Zahav necessitate a Tevila. Comes Rashi, Hainu Diktani. It's five lines down. Hayru diktani b'milteh de Rabbi. Now we understand what was stated by Rabbi. Ve'omer b'gdei kodesh hem. Ve'achi darishle. Tana katuf tama tebila b'shvil shem b'gdei kodesh. Which means when it says b'gdei kodesh hem, it doesn't matter what level kodesh. Mm-hmm. Just because the b'gdei kodesh. L'lam betcha shekol halifot b'gdei kodesh bo b'yom te'onim tebila o b'gdei zahav gam hem b'gdei kodesh. Which means b'gdei zahav is also b'gdei kodesh. So therefore, that's how he knows that you need for both. Comes the Gemara and continues. Comes the Gemara and says, V'rachas et besaro b'mayim ulbesham. Fine, that's the end of the pasuk. Now, v'chamesh avodot hen. And there are five services in the Beit HaMikdash, like we learned. Tamid shel shachar v'bigdei zahav. Avodat hayom v'bigdei lavan. Elo v'elaham v'bigdei zahav. Kaf u'machta, meaning taking it out, b'bigdei lavan, tamid shel ben arba'im b'bigdei zahav. Good, right. U'minayim shekol tevila u'tvila siricha bet kedushin. We're going back. We proved this already, but now we're going to ask a question on it. How do you know that each tevila needs two kedushin? So we had a machloket over there between Tana Kama and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shimon. One brought a pasuk, and one brought a Kal Vachomer. So now the Gemara says, Tamud Lomar, according to Tana Kama, says, Upashat Verachas, Verachas Velavash. Right? So comes the Gemara and says, how do you know that that Rachatz is talking about Kiddush Yadayim Veraglayim? Hai Bitvila Ketiv. What are you talking? The context for this Pasuk is referring to Tevila. When it says Verachatz, it's referring to Tevila. So how did you take a word Verachatz that refers to tevila, and you took it for kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? So he says, im eno inyan l'tevila, well, I don't need it for tevila. Denafkalem mibigdei kodesh hem. Which means, because he learns tevila from the other pasuk. He learns the pasuk of tevila from the pasuk that Rabbi learned from. So therefore, this pasuk of Verachatz can't be talking about tevila. So therefore, tenau inyan likiddush. So therefore, must be talking about kiddush. So again, the Gemara's question was: I got your pasuk for kiddush adam v'raglayim, but it says the word Verachatz. Verachatz is usually a word used by tevila. You know, I don't need it to teach me tevila. Tevila already I learned from another pasuk. So therefore, this Verachatz is talking about kiddush adam v'raglayim. So the only question is: v'lichtevei rachmanav l'shon kiddush. Right, so then write it clearly.
Why are you writing it?
Why write the word verachatz and have to go with an imenu inyan, tenau inyan? Just say simple. V'kiddush yada v'raglav. Say the right word. So the Gemara says, Hakamashmalan, nitmila kekiddush. It's teaching me that tevila is like the kiddush. Ma kiddush b'makom kadosh. Just like kiddush yada v'raglav is by the kiyor, which we know is in the Kodesh. Af tevila b'makom kadosh. So to the tevila is also b'makom kadosh, which means the kiddush of the Gemara is saying the word kiddush b'lashon tevila is to teach that the tevila is similar to the kiddush. Just like kiddush adam is done in the Kodesh by the kiyor, so to the tevila have to be done in the Kodesh by bet haparva. Look at Rashi. Rashi dibur matil ma kiddush b'makom kodesh. Now, how do you know that the kiddush is done b'makom kodesh? By the way, so it says kiddush b'makom kadosh. Kadosh. Beferush it says it over there. Av tevilat abaot machmat mechalfot ayom v'makom kadosh. Aval tevilah rishona lo yalit mine talav deoraitai. The first tevilah, they're not learning from this pasuk. Gemara continues. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda learned the source of Tevilah was from the pasuk Verachatz, right? Upashat, Verachatz, Verlavash. He learned the inyan of Tevilah. So the Gemara says, according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, Kiddush Minale. Where do you know Kiddush Adam Veraglayim? You learned from this pasuk Upashat, Verachatz, Verlavash, Vetevilah. The Gemara says, Nafkale, Midrabi Lazar, Midrabi Shimon. He learned from the Kavachomer. What was the Kavachomer? Uma Tevilah, which is a Rabbanan every day. And still it needs a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, mandatory Kavachomer, the Tevilot, the Oraita of Kippur, certainly need a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And then we went and brought that you need two. You need one for the Levisha, one for the Peshita. So that's the end of that piece. Everybody has sources for everything that needs to be learned. Everything works out. Amar Rav Hizda. Rav Hizda comes along and says, Had Rabbi, that which Rabbi said, meaning that you need the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and you have the ten, and you have the Hamish Tevilot, and he learned it from the Pesukim, and the from the Pesukim, Had Rabbi Mafka Mid Rabbi Meir. It's not going like Rabbi Meir, Umafka Mid Rabbanan. And it is not going like the opinion of Rabbanan. What is this referring to? Let's read Rashi. Amar Rav Hizda. Kasavar Rav Hizda holds, Davka Amar Rabbi, Upashat Verachatz, Verachatz Velavash, Shne Kedushin, Ben Peshita Velevisha, Echat Lifne Tebila, Vechat Leachareha Kodem Levisha. Rav Hizda is a big fish. When the bee learns the pasuk for hafshata, for kiddush adayim v'raglayim, so it says upashat v'rachatz, v'rachatz v'lavash. It's mashma both kiddush adayim v'raglayim are done before he gets dressed. Meaning, he gets undressed, he goes does kiddush adayim v'raglayim. He goes to the mikveh. He does another kiddush adayim v'raglayim and then gets dressed. Which means he's learning that the both kiddush adayim v'raglayim come when he's undressed. And therefore, the Gemara is going to say, well, that's not like any of the opinions that we learned above. It's not like the opinion of Rabbi Meir, nor is it like the opinion of Rabbanan. And we'll see why. The Gemara says, Mavka mid Rabbanan. It cannot be going like Rabbanan, Tiilu Rabbanan Amri, Kishu Lavush Mikadesh. Because the rabbis clearly said that when he's dressed, right, he makes the kiddush, which means he makes the kiddush for the hafshata when he's still dressed. And, of course, the second kiddush adayim v'raglayim is after he is dressed. V'iyu amar kishu poshet mikadesh. And he said that you make the kiddush adayim after he gets undressed. Umafka midrabi mihir. He's not going to be made either. Tilu Rabbi Meir Amar HaKiddush Batra, the second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, Kishu Lavush Mekadesh. Which is even Rabbi Meir agrees that the second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim is done after the Kohen gets dressed. V'Iyu Amar Kishu Poshet Mekadesh. And he said no, that he takes the second Kiddush Adayim when he's still undressed. So therefore again, according to Rav Hizda, the way he learned to the B, the way he's doing like this according to the B. He has his Big Day Kodesh on. Good. He takes off the Big Day Kodesh. He does a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. He goes to the Mikveh. He does another Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Both are done undressed. Right. Then he gets dressed. So the Gemara says, well, that's not like anybody. That's not like Rabbanan. Because if you remember the Rabbanan that said you need a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim for Peshita, when did they say you do it? When he's still dressed, before he takes it off. So it's clearly not like Rabbanan. Nor is it like Rabbi Meir. Meaning, granted, Rabbi Meir said for the two Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim are both for the Levisha. One is done before you get dressed, and one is done after you get dressed. According to Rav Hizda, none of them are done when he's dressed. So therefore, cannot be going like any of them. Look at Rashi. Mafka mit Rabbi Meir. Mutzeti. When the Gemara, now she's just giving you Perush HaMilim over here. When it says Mafka, meaning it's out of the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Mutzet, it's excluding the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Mutzeti, Mechlal Devarat Rabbi Meir, from the words of Rabbi Meir. Lo Svira like Rabbi Meir. Dafagav, Daminin, Matnitin. Pashat, Vekidesh, Yadav, Veraglav. The Svira like Kiddush, Refnea, Tevila, Ahar, Peshita. Even though Rabbi Meir agrees that the first Kiddush is done after the Peshita, Palig Ale Mia Bekiddush Sheni. He argues on the second one. The Kamar Ahal Levishahu. Kedektani Bebarait, the Bimir Le'ila Bash Vekedesh Adav Raglav. Clearly the Bimir, the second is done after he's wearing. So that's according to Rav Hizda. We go back to the Gemara. Gemara says, Amar Rav Aha Bar Yaakov. Rav Aha Bar Yaakov says, no. Hakol modim bekiddush sheni shelovesh v'hakach mekadesh. Everybody agrees that the second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is when he's dressed. My ta'ama, which is even Rabbi, holds for sure the second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim has to be done when he's dressed. How do you know that? De'amar kera o begishtam el ha-mizbeach. It says that after they get dressed, they go close to the Mizbeah. But when they come close to the Mizbeah, Mi she'enu me'usar ela gisha, which means, who's allowed to go to the Mizbeah? Well, he's allowed to go when the only thing that he's missing is coming close. Yatsa zish me'usar levisha v'gisha. But if a person's not dressed, how can he come close to the Mizbeah? Rashi explains, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hakol modim, va'afilu Rabbi, even Rabbi, shakidush samuch lefnei avoda, that the kiddush that is done right before the avoda, kishu lavush, it's when he's dressed. Because the pasuk says, after he gets dressed, he goes close to the mizbeach. Now, how can he go close? Which means after he does kiddush adayim v'raglayim, after he finishes kiddush adayim v'raglayim, he goes close to the mizbeach. If he's not wearing garments, how can he go close to the Mizbeah? You're not allowed. So therefore must be that he gets dressed. Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, because time of the Mizbeah, then he comes close to the Mizbeah. So everybody holds the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim must be after he's dressed. Otherwise the Pazuk would not allow him to go close to the Mizbeah. Oh, so yeah, the second one. So therefore, according to this, just to review before we get to the last point, comes out we have a great machloket between Rav Hizda and Rav Aha Bar Yaakov in the Shita of Rabbi. Rav Hizda holds, according to Rabbi, that both Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim were done when he didn't have clothes on. One is done before the Tevila and one is done after the Tevila. This cannot be like the Rabbanan, nor can it be like Rabbi Meir. Whereas according to Rav Aha Bar Yaakov, he says, no. Really, according to Rabbi, he holds that for sure, at least the second Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim has to be when he's dressed.
Right.
Because the Pasuk says that after he makes the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, B'Gishtam El HaMizbeah. Now if he doesn't have clothes on, he's Mechusar B'Gadim, he can't come close to the Mizbeah. So it must be that he has to do it when he is dressed. Now the Gemara says, Amar Le Ravaha Bere Derava Rav Asher. Lo Rav Hizda itle de Rabaha, ve lo Rabaha itle de Rav Hizda. Which means Rav Hizda does not agree to Rav Aha Bar Yaakov, and Rav Aha Bar Yaakov does not agree to Rav Hizda. Meaning what? Rashi. Lo Rav Hizda de Amar milte de Rabbi, davka ba'ish nekidushim ben peshita levisha. By going to Rav Hizda, you need the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, both when he's undressed. He does not hold of Rav Hizda that says you need a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim after he gets dressed. Because if he's going to hold like that, you'll have 15 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayims. You'll have one before Tevila, one after Tevila, and one after they get dressed. So for sure, Rav Hizda cannot hold like Rav Aha Bar Yaakov. Now, Lo Rav Aha, the Kiddush Samuk La'avodah, that needs one after he gets dressed, itan rafazda. The ba'er le rabbi shne kiddushim kishu arum. Dim ken di itnu ba'adadeh, habu le rabbi gimel kiddushim bechot tibila. Bet kishu arum, ve'at kishu lavush. Which is obviously Rav Ahabar Yaakov can't hold like rafazda either. Because then he's going to say that you need two before and one after. So the Gemara says, why can't you say that? The Gemara's lashon is dim ken. Let it be habilu hamisar kedushin. We're going to Rabbi, you can have 15. So therefore, you have three each one. One before tevila, one after tevila, one after they get dressed. So therefore, their opinions are exclusive, which is Rav Chazda cannot hold like Rav Chabar Yaakov, and Rav Chabar Yaakov cannot hold like Rav Chazda. Baruch Hashem, Olam, Amen.